Remember the Lord, great and awesome. When our backs are against the wall, we are to remember the Lord, great and awesome. He's the one who got everyone in this mess to begin with, and he's the one who's going to see everyone through it. When we lose sight of the Lord, great and awesome, our problems become huge and our God becomes small. It's easy to do. I don't blame the builders. There is power in our memories. Unfortunately, the enemy has taken our memories captive and uses them for his kingdom. He holds us hostage by the scars of the past and the wounds of our childhood. Those memories are powerful. But when we remember the Lord, we flip the script. We call his faithfulness. We reflect on his perfect timing. We smile at his fulfilled promises. We remember how he delivered us, rescued us, and redeemed us. Memory is powerful. My favorite bookshelf in my home office is the one that holds all of my journals dating back to when I was 16 years old. When I first became a Christ follower, my mentors encouraged me to record my spiritual journey in a journal. I did. I still do every day. When I look back on the faithfulness of my Heavenly Father, I am engulfed in a sea of confidence for my present circumstances. Remembering God's proven track record will build your faith today. That's why the Bible says, the Lord will be your confidence in Proverbs 3:26. We have confidence not in our ability, but in God's ability through us to accomplish his will. Fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. Fight, fight, fight. Don't give up. Don't give in. When you feel like quitting, dig in and find your strength in the Lord. Others count on you to fight. Your friends, your family, those who will come after you to fill your shoes. Roll up your sleeves and give it everything you got. Leave it all on the field. As I work with NFL players, I remind the players and coaches often of this quote by legendary coach Vince Lombardi. He says this, I firmly believe that any man's finest hours, his greatest fulfillment of all that he holds dear, is that moment when he has worked his heart out in a good cause and lies exhausted on the field of battle, victorious. Imagine the day when you are able to lie exhausted on the field of battle, victorious. What do you feel like? Can you taste the sweat? Can you feel your heart beating out of your chest? Can you hear the roar of applause from those who you love and love you, those who are on the journey with you? If God has given you a divine disturbance, it is worth the fight. Your family is worth fighting for. Your legacy is worth fighting for. The dream that God has for you is worth fighting for. Don't you dare back down when times are tough. Of course they're tough. All the demons of hell are out to stop you, to intimidate you, to kill you. The resistance is stronger in the fourth quarter than in the first. So fight. Fighters and builders. The picture Nehemiah paints next outlines how we should live our lives daily in the spiritual realm. We are to fight and to build. It says in Nehemiah 4:17, those who built on the wall and those who carried burdens loaded themselves so that with one hand they worked at construction and with the other hand they held a weapon. With one hand they built the wall and with the other hand they held a weapon. Do you have two hands? How many of those two would you use while building? Well, with one hand, they built the wall. With the other hand, they held a weapon. Don't rush past this imagery. These inexperienced wall builders, to say the least, were now building with half their capacity, but for a larger purpose. They were wise. They were choosing to be ready to fight. They had a mind to work and a heart to battle. This strategy obviously slowed down progress, but they were ready for an attack at all times. I want to give you permission to be a fighter and a builder. As you navigate through these 10 building blocks, you must have the attitude of both. You can't fight without building, and you can't build without fighting. They are two sides of the same coin. Maybe that's why it says in Exodus 15:3, the Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Our God is a warrior. He's not going to sit passively by and watch. He's ready for battle. We must be ready too. Are you going to fight or lay down your sword and let the enemy take full reign over you? Are you going to give up when you are so close? Maybe you have already given up, thrown in the towel, and surrendered. If you have, it's never too late to resurrect that divine disturbance and determine to be broken again so that you can rebuild. Some things we regret doing. Other things we regret not doing. And don't let one more day slip away because you are avoiding doing what you were made to do. And once you are building, never stop fighting. Hold the sword of God's word with one hand and the bricks of God's project with the other. Fight the enemies that will certainly attack and smile, knowing that you are right in the center of God's will. Making it real. Think about the reason why you need to fight. Finish this sentence. I will fight for my divine disturbance because. Nehemiah's first message to the builders combated their fears. What are you afraid of? What does God say about this? Building the wall with one hand and holding the weapon in the other is some of the most powerful pictures of spiritual warfare I've ever seen. How does this resonate with you and the journey that you're on? Nehemiah told the builders to remember the Lord. Draw a timeline of the Lord's activity in your life. Highlight key moments in your spiritual journey, salvation, answered prayers, etc. Make note of these and share them with someone else. Then, next time you're tempted to give up, pull all that piece of paper out and remember the Lord.